Welcome back to another Halacha Shir, and today, Mi'at Hashem, we will be discussing some halachas of the Yom Tov Shavuos Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. The Ramah and Simin Tav Tzadik Dal Sif Gimel Paskins like this: V'noyagim b'kama mekaymos lechem acholei cholav yom rishon shel Shavuos. The minhag is in a lot of places on the first day of Shavuos to eat dairy, to eat milchika macholim, milchika food. B'nirli atam, Dr. Ma, what's the reason for it? We know that on the Ka'ara, on Seder night, we have an egg and we have a Zeraya. What's the reason? It's to commemorate the two Kabbonis that were unfortunately missing. We're missing the Karm Pesach and the Karm Chagiga. Therefore, we bring something as a Zecher. Zokter Amar, the same thing, we make a Zecher for Kabbonis who are missing on Shavuos. And how do we do that? Zokter Amar, Kein Oichlin, Michael Cholov, Vacha Michael Basar. So therefore, on the Yom Tov Shavuos, we eat milchiks and then we eat fleishiks. V'tzrichin l'havi imam shtei lechem al shulchan shemakom mizbeach. The halacha is, you now use the same bread that you use with milchiks for fleishiks, because it might have gotten milchiks or fleishiks. Therefore, we have two different breads. When we eat the milchiks, we have one bread, another bread for fleishiks. So you have to bring two breads on the table. The table is doimit to the mizbeach. V'yesh b'zeh zikaron l'shtei alechem shemekrivim v'yem ha'bikurim. And therefore, we'll have a zeche to the carbon shtei halechem, which was one of the special, unique kabbonis that were brought on Shavuos. And this, it was a mincha called Shtei Alechem. It was a carbon mincha. And as zeichet to that, we bring two breads. We bring bread for the milchiks and bread for the fleishiks. So it would come out from the Ramah that the minig of eating a milchika foods is dafka in the same suda, in order to have two breads. And therefore you have a zecher to the Shtei Alechem. And the Mishmur writes that you don't have to bench after the milchiks before you eat the fleishiks. There's lashon like this: Ve'ain tzarach lahafsik brikas hamazon im eina oichel gavina kasha. If you're not eating hard cheese, you have to wait 6 hours. If you're not eating hard cheese, ela you can eat piv. Just wash your mouth out. Yafa v'yadiach. You should eat something in between and wash your mouth out. K'disa v'yaradeis and peites. You don't have to bench and then eat fleishiks. And it comes from Magen Avraham. And this is not like the Zohar, who says that you're not supposed to eat milchiks and fleishiks in the same meal or in the same hour. You're not supposed to do that. But the Mishmur is passing not like that Zayar from the Magen Avraham. It comes from the Magen Avraham. And therefore the minhag was to eat two the milchiks and fleishiks in the same Suda, and then to bring two breads. And therefore, you are making a zecher for the Shtei HaLechem. Now, in the Igros Moshe, Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Samach, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes on this Ramah, he says, why don't we have that minhag? No, I don't know if anyone has a minhag. The same Suda, eat milchiks and fleishiks in the same Suda. So he says, why don't you have that minhag? So he writes like this: which means to say, he's saying some people are makbar on Zayar. That's why we don't have that minhag. Because the Zayar says you shouldn't eat the same Suda. Therefore, you have to first make a bracha achrayna. The Gami says, if you have such Sudas, people are going to make a mistake. They're going to have the basa first, and then you're not going to have cholov afterwards. But people, if it's in the same Suda, they'll make a mistake. The Gami says, therefore, it's better to make a bracha achrayna after the cholov. And that means that the Ramah is saying, first of all, there's a makom d'makbir for the Zohar. And number two is that you might make a mistake. And therefore, the minig was not to eat in the same Suda. So someone wants to makayim ke'ein like the minig of the Ramah. So it's the best thing is to make a milchik kiddush. You make kiddush, eat some milchiks, then make a bracha achroina, and then wash and have the Suda. This way, it's something similar to the Ramah, not mamish, because not same Suda mamish, but at least it's the same time frame. You're bringing both different lechamim, both different breads, on the table. Now the Mr. Brewer brings down, there are a lot of other reasons for eating milchiks on Shavuos, and the Mr. Brewer brings down another reason. And the reason Mr. Brewer brings down is, he says, Ani shemati b'shem gadol echad, that when the Yidden got the Torah, they got more than the Aseres HaDibros. They got all the Chelkei HaTorah, everything. And they found out now all different halachas about Shechita. When it came to eating basar, you had to shecht it, you had to take out the chelev, you had to salt and get rid of the dam, and you had to get new kelim, because all the kelim were treif now. And therefore, they had no time when they came back from Har Sinai. They had to eat, they were hungry. They couldn't have fleishiks because that's a very big job. You have to shecht, you have to salt, you have to do nikur, all these different things. And you have to kasher the kelim. So they had to have cold food, they had to have milchiks. And therefore, the minhag started to eat milchiks. Now, the feeder reason of the Mr. Brewer, obviously you don't have to have milk and fleishiks in the same Suda. Because the whole thing is zecher, that they came back and they only had challah, they didn't have basar. So if I cared, that would be a makar to a minhag, just to eat milchiks alone, an entire Suda of milchiks. And Be'etzem, in the Sefer Menhagim Vermeija, that's the Menhagim of Germany 700-800 years ago, On Amud Kuf Yigimel it says, Yesh Noegim Lechol Besuda Shachas Machal Lechalav. So it has a little mashmais that they ate the Suda was milchiks. It's not klar, but that's the lashon. And they bring that Arkos Rabbeinu from the stipler that his meaning was that Leil Shavuos he had a milchik Suda. And there's common requirements, a lot of places in Klai Yisrael where they Noeg to have a full milchik Suda. And the shaila is there anything wrong with that? There were some that had a problem with this minig of eating a full milch gesuda on Yontif. Because we know there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. And the Bir Halacha paskins in Simon Tov Kuf Chav Tes, that even though Bizman is there, we don't have a basar shlamin, we don't have basar meat from a carbon, there's still, and there's no chi of gomer to eat basar, there's still a mitzvah to eat basar. That means the Beis Yosef holds, and that's the Shulchan paskins, there's no mitzvah to eat basar on Yomtiv. Drink wine, you kind the mitzvah simcha with wine. But he doesn't bring down the mitzvah simcha of basa. But the Rambam and the Tur all say that the mitzvah simcha is for the men to eat basa and yayin. And that's how the Bach says it's a mitzvah. The Magen Avraham also says it's a mitzvah lecha basa because of simcha yomtiv. And because of that, the Darkei Tshuva said that he's very bothered with it. The Darkei Tshuva writes like this, Vinishamati, the Darkei Tshuva writes, that this is the Munkacha, he writes, the Friedrich Munkacha, he writes, Yesh Einim Reitzim Limnoya, Shesh Einim Reitzim Milchabas, the Kavayanta, Viachakmu, Shabalaila Oichlam Shadosa Rakam Kali Cholov. Uvasudas Shakres Oichlam Rakam Kali Basar. He said, I heard people at night they eat milk Gesuda, by day they're flesh Gesuda, and they say, Zeyoitzim Minig Lechol Cholov, Lukuliyama. But he says, Omnam Gam Minig Zeloy Tachlafinis Dieti, the Gamber Lila Shi of Mitzah Simchas Kabarma Darbanan. So the Darkei Tshuva Tanya is the mitzvah simcha at night also. So how can you have a milch gesuda? And it the Gavriel brings down from the Admor Milabavitch, I'm not sure which one, that he was very misraim on this minig. He didn't like this minig of eating a suda's cholov because you mevatel din vein simcha labasa. But l'chayra, there's a big mockerim to be mekel and to eat a milch gesuda. So first of all, let's take it step by step. To eat a milch gesuda at night, there are some who hold that belel yontiv, there's no mitzvah simchas yontiv at all. The sharetzin and simon tov kuf men vav, Sivkot and Tezvav, this is the Mishabrua in Shaar Tzion, brings down from the Chevet Moshe, the mitzvah say of Simcha is only by day, not by night. And he brings down that the Shagas Arya holds as well. So there's a big Mokim, at night there's no mitzvah Simcha. So then you would have even a Mokhsuda Pasher. And even by day, there is a Sfas Emes that says that it's enough to eat once a day on Yontiv Vasar. So if you don't have both the night and day Milch Kasuda, you already have the Sfas Emes to be Samechon, that once a day to have Vasar is enough. And you also commit Sarif, that the Shevet Levi in a tshuva where he's talking actually about a bris milah, someone's telling him, how you allowed to have bris milah? Fish. The chari should have meat. So the Shevet Levi writes that fish is also a little bit of a simcha. And he says, the same thing with oif. Well, chicken also a little bit of a simcha. And he says, Anu noigim lechol b'yantiv basa oif. That's what he writes. That's our minik, to eat basa oif, even on yantiv. Which he's saying is that there is a little bit simcha in these things as well. And therefore, if you have a nice suda, a milk suda with fish and chashuva fish, a nice suda, which brings simcha, you definitely have who to be simcha on, that's simcha. And besides that, you can mitzarf the das of the Shulchan Aruch holds, there's no mitzvah of basar b'zman hazeh. So therefore, someone who has the minig to eat a milch yisuda, he definitely can be mekel, because there's a big mokim for the minig, and there is a mokim to mekel to have one time meat on the day of Yontiv, either at night or by day, and the other one you can have milch yisuda, because that's your minig. And if it's not your minig, if it's al shalom bayis, there's definitely a mokim to Mekel, because since it's a mitzvah to have basar, but first of all, you kind of mitzvah once a day. Number two, once a day basar. Number two is that you kind of mitzvah with other very good macham, a very nice suda. And number three is there's a tzad, there's no mitzvah b'zman hazeh, b'simcha of basar, and only simcha b'yayin, like the mechaber holds, that ain't simcha ela b'yayin b'zman hazeh. That's another sniff, and therefore, makim shalom bayis, or makim, if that's your minik, din milch gesuda, there's definitely what to be simcha on to have a full milch gesuda.